of every month at 8 p.m. Central Time. Tonight we featured Michelle Andagata, a six-figure ring earner on the team, and she absolutely did a phenomenal job. That call is available for playback on our team website, so you definitely want to check that out and put that down on your calendars the very first Monday of every month at 8 p.m. Central. We do that call just specifically focused on the B2B aspect of your legal field businesses. So great job, Ms. Agata. I just want to tell everybody that on the main call. I just want to congratulate everyone for a phenomenal January. You guys absolutely continue the momentum that we had built by closing out the year strong, and January was no different. You guys are absolutely killing it. I just want to give a special shout out to last month. This lady, she made executive director for the very first time in January. Well, she not only made executive director this month, she made silver executive director, and that's Miss Martha Doss down there in San Marcos, Texas. So great job, Martha. You guys are absolutely killing it. And, of course, she's on our executive director's Barbara and Manley Wilson's team. So, congratulations. Last month we ran a recruiting contest for the team, and the top recruiter won the prize. And then we had some everyone that qualified for Performance Club, their name went into a hat, and they had a drawing. We'll announce those winners just a little bit later. But starting tonight, we have a fantastic contest, and I'm so glad that Dad and Papa really stepped up to the plate for us on this. The number one recruiter on the team during the month of February, will win an iPad Air. So the top recruiter on the team gets an iPad Air for the month of February. Also, the number two recruiter on the team will get an iPad Mini. So the top recruiter gets an iPad Air. The number two recruiter on the team gets an iPad Mini. And also, every single person on the team that Performance Club qualifies during the month of February, you got to get five brand new points. You get 5 points during the month of February. Your name will go in a hat, and we're going to have a drawing at the 1st of March. And that person that comes out of that hat will also get an iPad Mini. So the number one recruiter, iPad Air, number two recruiter, an iPad Mini, and everybody that Performance Club qualifies this month, their name's going to go in a hat. We'll have a drawing there at the home office, and one of the girls will pick the name, and whoever that is will also win an iPad Mini. So what tremendous resources. You can use those things to grow and build your Legal Shield businesses. They're awesome tools to have, and they're really neat too. So anyway, that's what's on the table for the month of February. I hope you guys really promote this to your teams, your organizations, down through your organizations deep. Because, you know, you can definitely get a lot of mileage out of the contest. I know Stephanie and I kind of built our business around the Legal Shield contests over the last decade plus. So, anyway, with that being said, congratulations again on what a phenomenal January. You guys just maintain the momentum through February, and this is going to be an absolutely amazing year for each and every one of us. But right now, we're going to get things kicked off, go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, a six-figure income earner. But the most important thing to me is that he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right. Jeremy, you know, when we give away those iPads, we always personally have those personalized and engraved. Congratulations, you're a winner from the More Success team. Then we have their name actually engraved on those. So those would be some great prizes that we're going to be awarding next month. But January winners, actually we had two top recruiters on our team. The first one was actually Linda Bowden and Alex Gardner from the state of Arizona. They've got a $500 cash award. Linda or Alex, you guys on?
I am. Thanks, Mr. Moore. And, you know, we're really thankful for the generosity of the Moore team and of the company right now. I mean, if you're out doing the deal and building your business, you're just going to get cash bonuses and things for just doing what you do anyway. I mean, I don't think we really did anything that much different this last month than we normally do. We looked back, and, in fact, only one of the people we recruited last month we hadn't talked to in previous weeks or months. And it was actually a referral from somebody. So that kind of sped up the process because it was a referral. But most of our monthly production comes from having that full pipeline. You know, what Alan Fernley calls 21st century marketing, or what, you know, Linda Bowden talks about on her, you know, success cycle training that she does for the MORE team once in a while. And, you know, if you, a tip tonight is if you can remember all the prospects in your head that are in your pipeline isn't big enough to have that consistent success. And so you mean the 10 core commitments, if you're part-time, at least 2 new exposures a day, right? So that's 10 new people a week you're adding to your pipeline, which is over 100 after just 90 days, you know, over 500 after your first year, over, which means over 1,000 after 2 years, or, you know, over 5,000 after 10 years. And so you just, I mean, this business just gets more and more exciting because as you're following up on all those people and continuing to build your pipeline, you have more and more people that the timing is right for them, and they're coming out the other end of that funnel, and that's where you can consistently have that production. And so the people that have that full pipeline, I think when a promotion like this happens, you have an advantage too because you have that full pipeline already, and there's going to be people that are those ripe apples that you can pick. So that's my 2 cents. Linda, anything that you'd like to add to that?
Well, I think, you know, it's just like Alex said, it's just all about consistency. And for those of you that were on the group call that Sherilyn DeGatta did, it was just fantastic. And what she really talked about was that consistency, doing the simple things every day, day after day, just continue. And that's what we do with the recruiting. As a matter of fact, I'll end with this. I talked to someone today that I started talking to in 2001. So how many years ago was that? About 14 years ago. And I'm still talking to him, and he's interested. Why? Because timing. It's all about timing, you guys. So those lists that we always talk about doing, the 100 names, the 200 names, you should be adding to your list all the time. But if you keep organized, that you are constantly rotating names in and out of your list nonstop. And then as you work with the company year after year after year, you're adding to your list. You should be adding to your list every single month, year after year after year. And like Alex said, that when they have contests or you need to step up to the plate for something extra, you're already in motion, and that's the key. Thank you very much to the Moores for rewarding us for just being in motion. We're real thankful. Thank you very much.
Well, Linda and Alex, you guys are definitely consistent in your business. You're always top recruiters on the team, it seems like, every month. So congratulations on a job well done. The next top recruiter that was actually a winner was Mr. Nick Fowler from Oklahoma. Nick, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me?
Hey, Nick, you know, we talked a little bit earlier when you came down to Ada, and you told me you were in the running for that, and I told you, you know, you told me how many you had at that time, and I said, yeah, you're definitely in the running. Congratulations, and we'll be getting you a $500 check.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, what you got a tip, or you can tell everybody what you did real quick?
Yeah, I can't believe you guys are making me go after Linda and Alex. You should have put me first. But really, I've just got one quote that I just wanted to share. It's what you think about is what you bring about. So just go out there and be intentional with what you're doing. And other than that, I just want to say thanks to the More Success team and thanks to all the 5 people that said yes this month. So.
All right, Nick. Well, I appreciate it very much. Great job. Keep it up, and hopefully you'll win again next month. All right, the next winner that we want to announce real quick is on the Performance Club drawing, and that was actually Mr. Billy Mack Jones from the state of Oklahoma. He also got $500 cash. Mr. Jones, are you on?
Yes, sir, I am, Mr. Moore.
How's that $500 going to help you out this month?
Well, it's going to help me big time because I was sitting there trying to figure out, because when I go to Vegas, I pick up something I've been working on for 6 years, and that's my Golden App Award. And I was trying to figure out, now, how am I going to pay for the plane trip and hotels, stuff like that? And that's what's getting me there. And I dearly appreciate you guys doing this for us because you don't know. There are days, and I've talked about it with you guys, there's days when you scratch your head and say, now, what do I got to do to get to the next level? And you guys don't realize that when your dad called me this afternoon, there was a charge that went through me and said, now, you're at the level now to go get it. and really it made me work even faster and harder getting out talking to people and trying to build this business that I've created that you guys have taught me how to do, and I dearly appreciate everything y'all do for me. Because
we appreciate you, Mr. Jones.
Well,
great
we appreciate
job,
it.
And I hope you enjoy that $500.
I will.
All right, now I want to quickly go out to the state of Utah and the More Success Team Executive Director, Mr. Steve Crabtree, who has someone he wants to recognize tonight. Steve, are you on?
Yes, Mr. Moore, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Much. I just want to give a strong shout-out to my daughter, Ashley Crabtree. She, you know, of course, became a director at age 19, a few short 3 months ago, and she's been on fire ever since, and she's now 12 months PC qualified, and she's tech qualified right now, and I just can't say enough about her. So I'm going to hand the call over to her so she can say a couple words.
Hello, the Moors. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for your support, and I'm so good. Thank you so much.
Well, Ashley, we're very, very proud of you. You keep up the good work. You know, we believe in family on our team, so it's good to see you and your family doing quite well with the Legal Shield business. So congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
All right. Now I want to quickly let everyone know that Mr. Tony Barkley from South Carolina will actually be the special guest speaker at the DFW Super Saturday in Fort Worth, Texas on Saturday, February the 14th. If you've never heard from Mr. Barkley, you need to make sure and be at that event if at all possible. He is a dynamic speaker, and he is an incredible trainer. So congratulations, Mr. Barkley. I know you'll do a great job out there. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Oh, yes, Randy, loud and clear, enjoying it already, and I want to congratulate each and every one. And you're right, anyone that's close to where Tony's going to speak, bring your guests, he'll put them in business for you, and you'll always be better and your life will be enriched for it. You know, Randy, I would like to say this before I introduce that Mr. Damien Sheber will be our guest speaker on next Monday night's call. Dynamic networker, knows all the tricks of the trade and some that's not been invented yet. Great speaker. You'll enjoy him. He'll help you with your business. And then I spoke to Miss Millie Baker today, and she wanted to say thank you to each and everyone that prayed for her. Her cancer, you know, they had to remove her breast, but her cancer is gone, and she said to tell everybody she will be at the Moore's Breakout, and she will going to give them a talk. So I got tickled at her. Her attitude is good. Her goals are right, and she's a wonderful lady. So thank you, each one, for praying for her. Now then, Randy, this next person is absolutely one of my favorite people in all of Legal Shield. I'm telling you, a Millionaire Club member, $500,000 ringer, her and her husband, Platinum World Performance Club. I could just go on and on. Started out as a single mother trying to make ends meet, turned into a full-time job, married Larry Smith. Together, 1 + 1 says it makes an equal, incredible lifestyle. You know, Randy, this lady is the real deal. Down here in Oklahoma, we say this is the real deal. This is the real deal. Wonderful person, knows what they're doing. I'm proud to count my friend, Miss Donnie Smith.
Well, Mr. Moore, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Donnie.
Fantastic. Well, I just want to thank the Moore family for embracing me and asking me to address your phenomenal organization. It's an honor and my pleasure. Want to congratulate your top recruiters. So excited for what's going on in your organization. And I have to tell you, I already grabbed a nugget from Linda and Alex because I really do believe in working my business. Larry and I, you know, do the simple daily things. We let it compound, and man, that nugget from Alex about if you can remember the names on your list, you're not you don't have enough going on. And boy, am I going to R&D that on our team call, because you know there's a lot of people I think that can be certainly encouraged by that piece of information, especially when you know the organization calls and they ask you, what can I do better? You know, how can I improve? How can I get to the next level? And sometimes it's right there before them, and they just need to hear it in a different voice or from a different person. So thanks for letting me grab notes and pass them on to my team as well. And Also want to congratulate the Crabtree family. It's super exciting to hear that. You know, Larry and I are a combined family, so between us we have 7 kids. And the youngest is my son, who turned 18 in September, so now we could say that all of our children are in the business. And, you know, not all of them have embraced it in the same fashion. Some of them look at it as, oh, that's mom and dad's business. And it was really exciting the other day. Larry's oldest had started seeing some income coming in from an associate that we actually just kind of placed there in the organization. And she got a bit excited and decided that she wanted to take a look at working her Legal Shield business. And so we're super excited. She went ahead and did her first step, made her list. We scheduled her private conference call. Larry had me go ahead and host that for her because he didn't want to mess it up with his oldest, which I thought was very cute. And just had a lot of fun. She got her first membership on her own, and the gal is wanting to come on as an associate. And it's just, as you know, more families, so exciting when you can see that be passed down generationally and build with your family. So, again, congratulations to the Crabtree family, and you're definitely in the right organization for generational wealth to be built. But with that, I'd like to just kind of share a couple of nuggets. Super excited about Monday morning's leadership call with the extension of the ability for those that had not had the opportunity to qualify to go to the executive director conference now have that opportunity again here this month. And so I just really want to encourage you all to definitely strive and reach for that. I know sometimes that might seem like a super huge goal, but again, if you've prescribed to the philosophy that Linda and Alex already shared with you, then it's just a matter of turning up the heat on that funnel that you should already, or your pipeline that you should already have, you know, filling up on a daily basis, that those lists growing. So it's certainly something that is doable. I know because, you know, in the early years, I actually had to qualify for executive director in order to raise my 2 children when I was doing that singly. And so I knew that it was a matter of setting the goals and putting forth the effort on a consistent daily basis and really drawing that line in the sand to take no less for my household. And what I believe really contributed to that being possible was something that was taking place in me personally that I didn't even realize was taking place. And so interestingly enough, on one of the calls that I've hosted for several months with my team, I just do a little 15-minute motivational call 5 days a week at the lunch hour. And, you know, I really kind of just check in with my boss, which would be the man upstairs, and they, okay, God, what would you have me focus on? And this last month in January, the leadership topic was really what I was focused on. So I want to share some nuggets that I believe was happening in me before I realized about this thing called personal development or leadership. And I really been working out of the John C. Maxwell, How Successful People Lead, Taking Your Influence to the Next Level. And I was very blessed to celebrate my birthday with the Platinum Council in January. And Miss Kim Melia actually gifted this to me. And I was just super excited to kind of dive into this and really realize that it's something that I was doing in the last 18 years that I've been with Legal Shield and didn't even realize I was doing it. And I just want to share some of the nuggets with all of you, because you might be in some of these phases, and maybe I can enlighten you to maybe take it to the next level. So the first thing I want to share is that leadership is a process. It's not a position. So good leadership isn't about advancing yourself. It's about advancing your team. And gang, we're in the people business, as you well know. So the the better you learn how to deal with people, the bigger and better your organization is going to grow. And, you know, so what I want to do is just really kind of take you through some of what those positions are from a leadership standpoint. So, you know, in this book, it talks about 5 leadership positions. So the first one is actually having a position. So, in other words, you're giving a title. So maybe this would be, I'll give an example, you know, at a job, maybe you've been made a manager. So you're given a manager title, and so people respect you as a leader for the title, maybe not necessarily for knowing who you are. And so that's the first position, and we really want to work past to get to the second position, which is permission. So in other words, people follow you because they want to, not because they have to. So you've started to create relationships to where they know a little bit more about you. And I know early on for me, you know, Nick Serba taught me that, you know, people, you know, will follow or engage or want to do business with you because of the know, like, and trust factor. You know, and that's something that we want to gain right away from people. We want them to like us, to trust us. The third level of leadership is production, results. So people follow you because of what you've done for the organization. So they start to see your track record. See, now they can, you know, they, I mean, if you, in all honesty, people follow what you do more than what you say, right? So the speed of the leader usually will determine the speed of the pack. And so this is something that you definitely want to work towards. Like the gentleman that said that he's going to be getting his golden app. Well, that's an example. You know, if you have written 1,000 memberships, then you're probably somebody I want to listen to or follow because you've gotten that track record, right? The next level, level 4, is people development. So people follow you because of what you've done for them. So now you start to start the reproduction process, right? So now this is where we're teaching people how to teach. You know, we're teaching people how to go out and get their golden app, if you will, or how to go out and get their 5 recruits so that they can get an iPad Air with their name engraved on the back, or, you know, whatever that might be the incentive. You know, you have to lead and then turn around and reproduce and get your organization to do the same. And then the fifth level is the pinnacle level, the respect level. People follow you because of who you are and what you represent. And I know here in the Moore family, you know, Papa absolutely represents that, not only to the Moore family, but to all of us, you know, in the Legal Shield family, because, you know, that's just who he is. Now, we don't know anything different because he has earned that respect because of his tenure and his own leadership development that obviously has now been passed on generationally. And then I just have a couple of more thoughts that really jumped out at me in this book thus far that I thought might be helpful on the leadership topic. And one of them is, you know, because we are in the people business and because we're ever evolving, you know, effective leaders interact with their followers based on where they're at. So in other words, good leaders do not lead everybody the same way because every person is different and you're not on the same level of leadership with every person. So what you want to base that on is where they are. So in other words, if you're leading somebody to get consistent, Ms. Crabtree, who has just acquired 12-month performance club. Well, as she was acquiring the skill set to do that, I'm going to guess that the leadership and interaction is going to be a little bit different than, say, maybe somebody who's trying to get their last 20 apps to, you know, have written 1,000 apps. You know, so the comparison is you're going to look for where they're at and guide them accordingly, right? And you also, the followers, it's going to be based on how they perceive you to be, right? So again, it's important, you know, that we continue to develop our leadership so that the perception from our organization is what we want it to be. And then the other thing is based on where the followers are in their own leadership development. So I just talked about the five different levels. So being able to recognize where they're at is going to help you best coach them, right, to get to the next level. And then lastly, I just want to, on this topic, talk about, you know, a leadership position. You know, good leaders, we are always good learners. So to be an effective leader, you must believe that the leadership position you've received or where you're at is merely an initiative to continue to grow. If you do that and become a lifetime learner, you will continually increase your influence over time. And you will make the most of your leadership potential, no matter how great or small it might be. And so as I listen to how the Moore family, you know, works with the organization, I think that, you know, that paragraph there describes them. You know, Mr. Ken Moore, after 30 years, is still as excited as he is, he absolutely is, you know, going to interact with the organization based on that skill set that he's acquired. And, you know, I'm just excited to be able to, you know, just, you know, focus on this topic and know that no matter how great or small that interaction is, every person's success is just as important. So whether it is helping that brand new person get Fast Start qualified or helping your next executive director cross over that line in the sand and hit that goal and never look back, both successes are as equally important to the organization and to your own leadership development. And, you know, I just really feel like, you know, this leadership topic can trickle over into your own household, into your family. You know, I know that as I continue to focus on becoming a better me, the better that I become, the better that my surroundings become, if you will, the better my interactions become with the people I care about. And, you know, as a nurturer, it's very, very difficult to not care about my Legal Shield family like they're my own. And so, you know, that's why this particular topic is near and dear to me, because I think it's just so important, you know, the aspect of personal development. And it certainly plays into what our focus is, which is, you know, we're in the business of helping protect families with our phenomenal membership and find other people to do the same thing, right? That's really the two things we focus on. And so, the better we become, the better we can be effective at doing that. And that's really what was on my heart, Mr. Ken Moore. And so I'm going to turn it back over to you, and I am happy to do anything else that you'd like me to do while I have this time with your organization.
Donnie, you are an outstanding lady. I tell you what, lucky. Larry's a very lucky person, as I'm sure you are. You know, my wife and I have been married 59 years now. Well, and I know you guys make a great team. I'm very proud of each one of you. I'm sure Andy might want to say something, but before he does, thank you, thank you, thank you.
My pleasure.
Andy? Donnie, I want to tell you also how much I appreciate you and Larry and how you lead by example. And you know, your family is just growing big time in Legal Shield, just like ours has been over the years. And thank you for stepping up and helping us anytime we've asked, and also tell Larry the same. I guess he was on it's just been a week or two ago on our team also, but we always enjoy hearing from your perspective as a woman in Legal Shield and also from blended family point of view. So thank you so very much for being our special guest speaker tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Moore, we'll turn it back over to you.
Well, folks, remember, it's great to have speakers like been on each one of the calls tonight. God's been very gracious and good to us. Remember, next Monday night, Mr. Damian Sheber, you'll be glad you did. It'll be outstanding call. And let's remember one thing. Let's just keep doing what we do best, serving God, taking care of a family, and working Legal Shield with everything within us. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.